When they reached the castle, the Brumbledinks plopped the great stack of papers in front of Gridley and showed him the ancient laws. But Gridley didn't read a single word. Instead, he took every piece of paper, and one by one he crumpled them up, and one by one threw each piece of paper into the flames. And then he took every book, and one by one threw them all into the great fire, which got even bigger and even hotter than it had been before. And as the fire got hotter and hotter, the air inside the Brumbledinks got hotter and hotter, and they got bigger and bigger until some started to float away like hot air balloons, yelling, "Help! Help!" while others got so big so fast, they exploded. And when he had finished burning every piece of paper and every book and every law and all the Brumbledinks were gone, Gridley roared,
"There's never been a single law of which Great Gridley's been in awe, and all your rules and all your papers are now just smoke and ash and vapors, and there ain't nothing you can do about it."
Finally, it was the Zooties' turn. Now, the Zooties were fun-loving people with great big huge feet who dressed in colorful clothes and loved to sing all day and dance all night, then dance all day and sing all night. And thus it was that Alvis, king of the Zooties, suggested this plan for putting the great fire out.
"We'll stamp it out, we'll stomp it out, yeah, we'll sing every song we sing and dance every dance we do. And before you know it, that mighty, mighty fire will be nothing but a little, itty bitty heap of ashes. Yeah, baby."
And so Alvis and the Zooties sang every song they sang and danced every dance they danced just like this.